All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. All right.
Welcome to the Free Life Network. Imagine what it would be like to live absolutely 100% rent and mortgage free. No more car loan payments. No more insurance payments. This is what is happening for our members at the Free Life Network right now. What about you? How would you like to be living that 100% free life? Don't have to worry about the bills. Don't have to worry about kid tuitions. Don't have to worry about that great vacation you wanted to take. That is what is happening right now for our members at the Free Life Network. If you've ever wanted to be free, where you could walk away from your job, fire your boss, start living a 100% free life, you need to come join us now because we're doing it for our members. Once again, I would like to welcome you to the Free Life Network.
All right. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Cashmere Rich, President and CEO of K5 World Marketing. I have my host on with me right now, Patience Roper. How you doing, Patience?
Hey, I'm fine, Cash. How are you?
All right. All right. Good. Hey, we're doing great. Awesome. We're moving forward here. You know, we got people coming in, and we're going to be, you know, really moving into this thing and getting it going with the Free Life Network. We're enjoying what we're seeing with people. It's very, very exciting, you know, and we want to keep it moving that way. We want to keep people informed and keep them motivated. And it's just, you know, a real good thing to see people being freed up of their rent, mortgage, car notes, and insurance payments. So we want to make sure that we stay focused upon our goal, you know, and that's a very important thing. So what's been happening, Patience?
Everything, absolutely everything. We've been moving forward, man.
All right.
Forward. We got so much going on with Free Life Network.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, it's exciting, you know, to see people actually making money and, you know, helping their families out and moving forward. It's a very exciting thing, you know. But, you know, with the way the economy is right now, it is, you know, powerful to be able to work with people and to touch their financial situations and to get them, you know, going and motivated in a way where they can change their lives. You know, changing their lives is the whole key to what it is we do at the Free Life Network. Making people able to be free of rent, mortgage, car note, insurance payments, and utility bills, that's one of the most powerful things that ever happened. And when you're able to go into your community and do this and push the envelope on people's success, that is very important. That's one of the most important things we're able to do over here at Free Life. We know that, you know, economy, you know, people are struggling, families are struggling, trying to get the bills paid, trying to take care of their family members. And it's hard to do when you're, you know, either on a fixed income or you're on an income that does not supply you with the proper funding in order to get done what it is you need to get done. So it's real, you know, it's real powerful what it is that we're doing here. Very powerful.
Cash, with the way that we're about to turn here, you know, freeing people up of all these obligations, because basically pretty soon it's not going to be too much when it comes to asking for any type of assistance. So, you know, Free Life Network basically is going to be the savior for a lot of people, because they're really going to be left out in the cold when we don't have any more money available coming from our government.
Yeah, it's going to be real dry, and, you know, people going to be, you know, looking to try to do something to make, you know, things happen. But it's just going to be real hard because there's nothing in place right now. The only thing that we did have going for us at one particular time were the government programs, you know, with the economy. But then those vanished also. So then that left us with absolutely nothing, nothing to lean on, nothing to depend on except for self. And you have a lot of people that's not self-starters. They're not self-motivated and, you know, to put that in, to tie that into what's happening with the economy, that is a great design for failure. So with Free Life, at least you have an opportunity to move forth with what you're doing. You could take the Free Life Network and turn it into your sole source of income. Just from being in the network, it could be your sole source of income. And that is real powerful. That is something that, you know, a lot of people wish they had, you know, a true source of income and not just, you know, waiting on, you know, a Social Security check or waiting on the government to send you, you know, a check or food stamps, but to have something where you could actually, that's tangible, where you could actually walk off your job, where you're able to move in another direction, you know, and just, I mean, that is powerful. That is so powerful, you know. So I'm sort of glad that we're able to do this for people.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I think I've mentioned before, I used to drive buses for the city here, and one lady got on the bus one day, elderly woman, past 60 years old, and they had cut her food stamps from like $35 a month down to $15 a month. And I'm thinking to myself, what is a person, a human being, supposed to buy with $15 a month? Well, even $35 a month.
You can't do that. There's nothing you can do. Yeah, it's nothing you can do. You're sitting up here left to struggle, and then, you know, they don't seem to get it that the struggle never changes, because it's not like she's going to get an increase. Matter of fact, they're trying to find a way to decrease it. They're trying to find a way to decrease it. So it's real, you know, it's a good thing to be able to get involved with us, give us an opportunity to change life. Really, you know, I don't know how it's been working with a lot of people in their communities, but patients out here in Chicago, I am just blown away by what I am seeing. It's like they have taken this, and you know how when people get involved in something, they really don't know what it is, they be a little leery, you know, just common sense. My common sense tell me that that's going to happen. But it's like after their, you know, second or third week into this, and after seeing really what we told them was going to happen, when they saw that happen and they actually was bringing down their rent and mortgage payment and stuff, it's like, man, they took this stuff and ran off with it.
Mm-hmm.
They ran with it, you know, and I you know, that's what really forces me to really promote, you know, when I tell people offline is the key, because it's not just for me saying that, it's from what I see, patients. I'm telling you, it's from what I see with the people that's actually doing it offline. Their struggle is much different. And then also, I see now, like when we were working with the team that was doing this and we were creating this, I actually see what they meant when they told us about the retention rate and how they were saying that, well, okay, then somebody getting with you, staying with you in this program was at 95.5%. And so I was like, you know, I was a little leery of it because I knew, and I think I was only looking at the online aspect as far as the online people. And so now I see where they saw the 95%. The 95% wasn't online. The 95% that's going to stay with you is when you get people that's offline.
Right.
And I got it. I figured that out. I got it because now when I look at the people online, more of them have dropped off than I've ever seen that's offline. Those people that's offline are sticking. And not only are they sticking, they are building up their income. Because every week, I mean, people are telling me because, like, they have all packages. They have all of the packages. Mm-hmm. I have a lady that, you know, started about 3 weeks ago, and she started with my sister. And right now she has 10 people, the 10 people that we discussed, she has 10 people with her with all packages. She's collecting $4,000 now, $4,750. Yeah,
right.
You know, and that lady was not a promoter. She ain't on Facebook. You know, she did tweet a little bit, you know, because her daughter got it. You know, like she's like in her 50s, you know. But she was, you know, to see that happen, and she was working a little 9-to-5 job, you know. Man, patient, that lady, you know, she's about to make a decision now because she's looking at that, and she's got her footing up under her, and she was talking to me the other day, and she said, look here, you know, I was leery about this because I don't like getting involved in anything, but as I continue to preach to her about this, ain't nothing you got to do online, because that was her thing. Well, I don't like doing that stuff online. They said, them people be stealing your money, you know. As I continued to work with her and she was coming to the class, man, now there's 10 people under her, and I got a feeling it's going to be 20 soon. Imagine that. She'll be up almost $10,000 a month.
That's right.
That is how serious this is, man. It's serious. So I tell you
well,
guys, man, offline.
Cash, won't she?
Yeah, you know, she had tears in her eyes the other day when we was talking. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my sister had been telling me about how it was going for her because my sister worked with her directly as far as helping her to understand it. And she actually went in. They had a little meeting. It was about 4 or 5 people there. And those 4 or 5 people that was there was her first ones that signed up with her. My sister wanted to be at the conference with her. So it was pretty cool, man, you know, to see the people join her. They paid the 100. And then, you know, she followed the 3 and 7 plan and got her next packages and kept going. But it's because we could put our hands on her and talk to her and meet up with her. She come to little meetings and we were meeting up. She had, you know, 2 people we met at Applebee's. And we sit there and talk. And it's like, man, just from working with the people, and that's why I say, man, offline is where the success.
Right.
Anybody struggling in free life online is because it does not need to be online. It needs to be offline.
Well,
because yeah,
you can see though. I mean, online, you really don't have an opportunity to develop that relationship with someone that would require them to be in such a close network. This is going to be so huge. You're really going to have a more of a personal relationship with that person. And that can't be established online.
It can, especially when you're talking about people bills. And then when you're talking about the, you know, it may not be a lot of money to us, but when you got somebody that, you know, you're saying, well, okay, then, hey, at some point you're going to be paying $475. That's a big commitment to something. We got people with car notes that's not $475 a month. So you really got to get with that person and make sure that they're getting their people in. So it's a thing where you really got to, you know, man, it's got to be more personable. It's almost where you got to just, you know, if you could go to 10 people, That's what I started off doing when I launched this out, when the pre-launch. I wasn't just marketing this. I was going to people, hey, man, you need to see what I just created and just take a look at this, man. It's going to blow your mind. I was doing that on a person-by-person level.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? On a person-by-person level. And then when that person signed up, hey, I meet up with somebody else I know, man, bam, get them. And it doesn't take long for you to come out with 25 or 30 people at that particular time.
Right.
It doesn't take long at all. You know what I'm saying? Because you are taking it at that little small level. But what happens is when you got 10, 15 people with you, and then you say, you know what, guys, we finna explode this. I need you to get everybody that you want to introduce the Free Life Network to, and we want to have a little conference, you know, face-to-face personal conference. Then those people are already signed up, right? But they're going to bring their guests, and that's the perfect time for you to bring more guests of your own, because now I got new people I'm introducing to. When they walk in the room and see all these people, you see what I'm saying? Man, it becomes powerful. We got my initial people there. They done brought guests. I done brought guests. The room is packed. So now more people about to sign up with my members and more people about to sign up with me. And that's why I stressed it. If I could just come to everybody's city, man, and just – man, let's hit it. Let's have a conference. I don't care if you don't do nothing but bring 100 people in the room. If you bring 100 people into the room, all we got to do, I present it to the people, and then from there, man, we could do, you know, like just like we're in a rotator. If I did that with everybody, that's what I've been doing out here in the shack. Like I'm in, I don't even know how many rotators they got me in, right? But everybody that I personally help, I'm in a rotator with them. So then when they tell me, hey, Cash, man, you know, I'm about to have a conference in Indiana. Well, of course, hey, I'm coming to Indiana absolutely free because, you know, I'm invested in this too. I'm in the rotator with them.
Right.
And that's how they've been succeeding out here. Real talk.
Right.
And they're not doing that online. But that's how we've been succeeding with Free Life out here, because as the leaders, we're showing up in these places presenting this. And if the room is packed, we know we're going to do our due diligence because half of the room is ours. And that is so powerful, and that's what you guys need to be doing. As you bring people into Free Life, hey, you tell them, hey, we're going to get in a rotator together because I'm going to make sure that you succeed. I'm going to do all the legwork, well, rather the training, and you do the legwork to bring the people in. Imagine if somebody brings 10 people into the business and, you know, you tell that person, okay, then, well, you got your person, your people in here. I want to help them too. Then you jump in 10 rotators.
Right.
Man, imagine that.
Yep.
And that is how we're seeing success out here. We have a strategy. That strategy is not going to work online because they don't have the mindset to move forth online like we need them to move offline. So it's like, I'm telling you, it's ridiculous, you know, and you find places like right now, the guy that worked out a deal with, you know, a couple of the people I'm with, he was charging $125 to rent a banquet facility that seats 50 people at the Best Western, and because we were bringing so much business, he said, since you're continuously coming, he dropped it down to $75 for 3 hours.
Wow.
That's $25 an hour.
That's
a great
price.
He's sitting in there listening. Yeah, that's a great price. To see 50, you know what I'm saying? So imagine what's happening now. All the team members know that they could take the people that's living out on this end because we're west of Chicago. We way west of Chicago. So it's like they can do that. And then on the inner city side, they're booking classrooms. Like I have my school, they're renting rooms for me. And it's a lot, Patience, that I'm telling you, offline, if I could just get everybody to see the vision and not so much even the vision, but actually see that it's working like that, man, it would be a wonderful thing. Seriously. It would be a wonderful thing.
I'm definitely working towards that. Me and my Atlanta team, we're working towards that.
Yeah, and it's powerful. I mean, you know, I know because, I mean, I'm watching it. I'm watching it. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching. I go to so many different conferences that's not mine. You know what I'm saying? I just, so whenever I see the stuff of Free Life, you know, by being my program, you know, I go half the time, people don't even know I'm in the room. I just fit right in with everybody else, you know? But it's like, man, to watch it, oh, man, it is amazing. And to watch people up there at the board and at the monitors talking, sounding like me. You know, man, that's powerful. I'd be sitting there like, man, I love it. They got it. They got it word for word, you know? That's only because I'm able to work with them offline. I don't know how we would do it online with them, but, you know, it's a powerful thing. So, well, we've been here and we've done our due diligence on the show tonight. We're going to make it a brief 20-minute show, and we're going to continue to keep doing our Free Life thing. I'm going to touch down with you, you know, after the show here so I can give you some information about what I'm getting ready to do, and we should be good to go. So what do you think as far as
I think that we are, that's fine with me. We're moving forward, and we pretty much covered everything we need to cover.
Yeah, let me go in here and yeah, guys, it's been awesome. We thank everybody for coming to the show tonight. We just wanted to do a quick 10-15 minute clipping, you know, give you guys some information about Free Life and how we're working it. And we look forward to talking to you on our next show, which is going to be on Saturday the 21st. Patient Roper is going to be doing PHP?
PNP Outreach.
PNP Outreach, which will be on tomorrow, which is Saturday the 21st. At what time, Sister Patience?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Sounds good. All right, guys. We thank you for coming into the show, and we will talk to you soon.
Good night, everybody.
What is happening for our members at the Free Life Network right now? What about you? How would you like to be living that 100% free life? Don't have to worry about the bills. Don't have to worry about kid tuitions. Don't have to worry about that great vacation you wanted to take. That is what is